Yakectomy. Now available with no advertisements. I aim the first few words I have for you on this page at people who currently don't have a programmable thermostat. You might well be used to the idea of just pressing a button, so you can get heat, or cool your home. However, the rising costs associated with energy use, not to mention the harm it's doing to the environment in general, means that by switching to a programmable thermostat, you're making a pretty savvy money-saving decision. I know a lot of you will look at the panel sitting on your wall at the moment, and think that you'll have to first spend money on a new thermostat, and then budget for the additional cost, so a professional can install it for you. But installing a new thermostat doesn't have to be as difficult as you think, especially when you're just replacing one. For a start, the wiring is already in place on your old one, so you don't have to go looking for them. Plus, many models of thermostat on the market are pretty standard in size, so the most you might have to do is make a couple of new holes to fit the new one. Of course, it goes without saying that you should always make sure the power is off to your HVAC system before attempting any type of installation. There are also a couple of other tips to think about. Most wiring setups for thermostats use colored wires as well as letters and numbers. More on that here. Some manufacturers will tell you that it's okay to go by the color of the wires, but make sure it says this in the manual. For most general installs, it's best to go by the numbers and letters. Labeling these correctly is something that should be top of your list when you embark upon the installation, otherwise you could end up in trouble later on. I could go into a step-by-step account of how to go about installing a thermostat, but I know the last thing you need is to keep referring to a bunch of text, so instead I have added this 5-minute video which takes you through each stage of the installation. This one is for the LuxDX9600TS thermostat, quite similar to the one I reviewed here, but the process applies to most basic models you will find on the market today. One additional tip I didn't see covered in the video. Take a snapshot before you take the wires off. Oh, and another great tip is to twist the wires around a pencil, so they don't fall through the wall when you're in the middle of the installation. If you have read the review I have for you on the Nest Learning Thermostat, and would like to find out more about just how easy it is to install, feel free to take a look at this video which takes you through the 4 easy steps needed. So, you've decided the Honeywell Wi-Fi Smart Thermostat was the right choice for you, and if you're someone who wants a feature-rich device like this, I have to agree it's a great option. This one can be installed in just 3 easy steps, and to make life easier for you, I've added this video, so you don't have to worry about finding the information on your own. Remember, upgrading your thermostat, especially one that can be programmed, could save you an inordinate amount of money on your energy bills, which could be used much better elsewhere. Brought to you by Yakectomy. Now available with no advertisements.